Now, if you are going to do this great work, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit or empowerment. There is nothing that you do naturally that can work. Yeah, I want you to get that right. When you think of yourself in the natural, so I'm naturally a teacher. Like I teach physics, I teach chemistry, I teach biology, I teach maths. I'm naturally a teacher. So the Great Commission is not a problem. I'm teaching already. Wow. Now, in my book, The Mega Church, we have how you can receive the anointing to carry out this great commission. 7 steps to the anointing. Number 1, vessel change. Number 2, servanthood. Number 3, receiving a father. Amen. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 2, you find Elisha changing or converting his relationship with Elijah. He converted his relationship from an associate and from a colleague and from someone I know and from a boss to a father. So in 2 Kings 3:11, the Bible says, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat. The son of who? Shaphat. But in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 12, when Elijah was going up into heaven, Elisha cried to Elijah. He changed his relationship with him and called him, my father, my father. Now, it is important for you to convert your relationship. Amen. Your relationship into a father and son relationship. Now, when I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, I saw Kenneth Hagin. Many people did not have a father-son relationship with him. I have relationship with different people. Not every man of God is your father. All right? So, if God has chosen somebody for you, try to do what I'm now talking about, conversion. Convert the relationship. That is the key word here. Convert the relationship. Yes. Let's say you are friends with somebody and you marry the person. All right. You have to convert the relationship from friendship to marriage. And that's a conversion. And it involves changing things. What are some of the things you change when you convert to marriage? You may change your name, isn't it? You may change your house. You may change your room, isn't it? You may change even your eating. Because the person you have married eats mostly crabs. So you have to change to eat mostly crabs. You adapt. you didn't have to adapt anything before because he was just a friend. So whenever a relationship is important, you have to convert and adapt to the new relationship. So that's why sometimes we see some people want to get married. We say, are you sure you want this thing? Because it's going to involve a lot of conversions. And you may not be ready for those conversions. Yeah. Sometimes you see single people for a long time and they want to be married. And they don't realize that there's a major conversion. But married people look relaxed because they've been converting for some time and they are converts. They are already converts. Yes. They've changed. You don't even know. The person is completely adapted to how things are in the house. Yes. So single people don't know that there's a major conversion coming. Yes. So sometimes you see them before they marry, they look free and happy-go-lucky. After they marry, they look worried and tense. And you see that they have so many responsibilities that they didn't have before. Because at first it was just friendship, but now it's converted. Now the person's hunger is your problem. But before his hunger, he should go and find something to eat. And many other such conversions need to take place. When it comes to the spiritual things, you need to convert your relationship to a father-son relationship. Now, what are some of the main things? Guidance. Somebody who is not your father doesn't guide you. Yes. When your father says, do whatever you want to do, then he's trying to move away from fathering you. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. He's moving away from fathering you. You can do what you want to do. Do anything you want to do. A father, one of the main things a father said, you are going here, you are going to this, you are coming home at this time, you are sleeping here, and you are going to church here, and you are doing this. This is what I've decided for you. So guidance. So where you are, you have to convert where the person's words become important. So if you are in this church, I may never be a father to you. I've actually be a father to other people. Because some people will listen to my preaching and they are guided. I met a man recently. I'd never met him before. I sat with him. I spoke with him. And I said one or two things. He said, whatever you say to me, I will do it. He said, I've learned by only listening to your messages that I should do what you say. Anything you say, tell me, I will do it. I'm surprised. I thought I would rather hear it from a person in UD or whatever. But he said, whatever you tell me, I'll do from another country. You say this, I will do it. Yes. So you need to ask yourself whether you are a converted person or you have converted your relationship. Because you can admire me, but you don't listen to my guidance. Teaching. Yes. I know people would have been millionaires if they listened to the guidance that I would have given to them. But they didn't listen to me because they did not receive me as a father, but maybe as a man of God, as a friend, or, oh, it's nice what you are doing. It's good. So ask yourself whether your relationship is converted. And you have to follow if God wants you to. You know, one day I met a man of God in my life, and then I decided I'm going to follow this person and take the person as a father. Then I had a dream, and I saw a sign in the dream. And God showed me, no, don't follow this person, not all the way. I was surprised because I've never had that before. Yeah, he showed me a sign. I will not tell you what the sign, but he showed me a sign. Right, you don't have to know everything. He showed me a sign in the dream. And I was a bit surprised. I was standing on the bridge and I saw a sign. I said, no. Wow. So when you see that what God has chosen this person to be a father to you, convert your relationship with the person from admiration to father. Your children don't even admire their fathers. You may admire, you may not admire, but at least what he says you will do. And you see people thinking that admiration and giving of fans is the same as taking somebody as your father. Clapping and shouting amen, and so doesn't mean you have converted your relationship. Elisha was the son of Shaphat, so his real father, the person he called daddy, was Shaphat. When he started to work with Elijah, after some time, he converted the relationship, and at his death, He called him my father. Yes. That's one thing that makes you a father. Which school did your child go? Is it the child his school he chose?
No.
You see what you chose it for him? You guided him. And when they have something up there, something more than water in the head, when it gets to marriage too, you say no. You say yes. You say no way, it's not going to happen. But when they have a little, just mostly water, what you say does not matter. But the head is full of coconut water. Ask yourself, has this person become someone that guides you? Yes. It's not about calling a person daddy. Jesus said, many shall come and say, Lord, Lord. So for title calling and name calling, it started from the days of Jesus. People used titles, Lord, Lord. Many shall come and say, Lord, Lord. You said to me, Lord, but you do not what I say you should do. So calling somebody daddy, papa, papsy, pa, poppy, what, numboe, da, dida, dada, didi, do, doesn't make the person your father. Because not everyone that says to me, Lord, 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 or daddy, daddy, papa, poppy, poppy, Lord, Lord. Some people call me daddy. You might as well call me Mickey Mouse. It will be the same. It has no meaning. Yes. One day I was talking to someone, I said, you call me father? This is the time to listen to what I'm saying. If you were my son, when I say this, you would do it. But there is a time. You see, daddy, 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 this is whatever. There's only, sometimes in your life, there may be only two events where you have to obey. Sometimes it's only two times. Yeah. And often, that's the time that people don't obey. Like your whole life will pass, there'll be two events where you have to listen. And obey. Sometimes two times. Yeah. I said, do this. I spoke to a sister. She was saying something. I said, you call me father. She had a name. I said, this is the time. Do what I say. She didn't do it. I said, yeah, she didn't do it. So that's why sometimes the title thing, I'm happy that Jesus himself brought this verse so that we can use it. It's not to say, Lord, 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 Lord. Yes. One day a brother brought his wife to see me. She said, I'm leaving her. So I turned to the wife and I told her, you are behaving like Satan. Yes. And I told her that you never think that when he goes, I will be against him. Don't think. It's my son. I'll be there. His new marriage, I'll be there to officiate. Yes. I'll officiate it. So, I said, do whatever you want to do. I rebuked them. I rebuked her. Because she was the cause. So they went. When they went, to the wife's surprise, the husband packed his suitcase. Yeah, he packed all his possessions in the house. Put it in the car. I'm going. And he moved. I told the wife, I'll give him somewhere to stay. I will give him somewhere to stay. So he packed his things. She called me. Oh, he's leaving. She didn't think that he could leave. Yeah. So when he came, I called him. When he came, I said to him, go back. Go back. So I should go back before my time. I said, go back. He packed all his suitcase and went back to the house. Yes. That's a son. Because I told him, go back, and he went back. Yes. So maybe there'll be twice in your life where you must listen. Maybe only twice. Yes. So I pray that when that time comes, all this Lord, Father, Daddy, this, Papa, Papa, Poo, Pia, whatever name you use, you remember the word Lord. Yes. I hope you are understanding my message. Yes. Yeah. So, maybe you, one day a time will come and say you are leaving the church. Yes. God forbid, but maybe a time will come. You come and you have been calling me Lord for years. And that's the day that I will apply it. And I say, go back. Go back to your place. Yes. That's where we see whether this is the meaning of all this word you have been saying. Not in the church. Oh, daddy, yeah. Admiration is not the same as a converted relationship into a father-son relationship. It's not the same. Go back. Move. Move here. Maybe once or twice. You hear the voice. It doesn't agree with what you are thinking. That's where you see that the meaning of the word is my father. Yes. That's how life is. It's easy to say, father, this, that, all that. If you are a man, there are some things you do not like to do. And if you are a woman, there are some things you do not like to do. Why one draw? It's 1-1. You think I don't know tense? Yes. So when the day comes where what you don't like to do, you are being told without reason, do this. That's what we see whether you are a son or a daughter. So there are some things I have. I just say, do this to them. You see, just to test sometimes. There's no problem, but just to test. You see that? Look at it. Small thing, small lines. I tell you, eat watch it, you will not eat it. You say, it's a test. I wanted to see whether you say you don't eat beans. I say, okay, eat watch it today. Sometimes small tests, you see that? Look at this. So you see, this person, if a situation comes, you see, the person will not obey you. Yes. Because just a watch it that I say, eat it, you will not eat it. Yes. Just watch it. You see somebody say, I don't eat pork. I said, I'll show you a nice pork. I said, eat it. They said, no. By heavens and earth may pass away, I will never eat pork. Hey! Heaven and earth may pass away, but this pork, I will not eat it. Even there, you can see that this person, if it gets to certain things, the person will not listen to you. Yes. Yes. It's true. There are few things, but in your whole life, it may never even come up. Actually, it may never happen in your whole life. But there may be. And that's where you see your strong will and the strong will of the Father saying, this is the way, walk in it. And I need you to walk in it now. When that day comes, that's when you know, when you say, Lord, that it is real. Yes. Because it may even offend you. And you see that you've changed. Yes. Some people, if you transfer them from where they are, that will be it. Yeah. You say, go from this town. I've opened a hairdressing salon here. I have this here. I have this here. What do you mean? So my family, we are established here. We have roots, taking root downwards and bearing fruit upwards. That will be the end of them. Just go here. It's changing your life. It's introducing an evil spirit in you. So, when you become a son, the second thing is that you qualify for an inheritance. Yes, you qualify for an inheritance. An inheritance of anointing. Like, you will not be seeking anointing, but because when my father died, the inheritance I received, I wasn't seeking for it. In fact, a good son will not even be seeking for inheritance. What will you give me when you die? Would you like it if your child comes to ask you, what will you give me when you die? What will I get when you die? I want to know so that I make plans. I need to plan my life. But inheritance is such that you are just there. No, you see that, oh, you have inherited all this. Wow! So, it comes to you more easily. Anointing comes to you more easily when you are a son. Like, you become anointed. You don't even know you are anointed. One day somebody will tell you, you look anointed. Yes. Because it's like it's coming to you naturally. Anointing is just flowing towards you. And that's why you have to learn the conversion. Now, if you are going to receive somebody as a father, you see, a father is a large part of your life. A large part of the life of your father, you don't know about it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yes. Recently, I found a letter I wrote, my wife wrote to me in 1992. Yes. Yes. And she wrote to me that she didn't have 3,000 CDs, which was to pay somebody, which is about 30 CDs. The money was finished. And then that the food in the house too was finished. So I called my son to see, do you see how we suffered? We didn't have 30 CDs. Because you don't have any idea what he was like and where. The person is far ahead of you. Far, it's very high. Now, until you can let someone look and be very high and far to you, it's a conversion. And until you can, and it truly does become, you can never be your father. It's your friend, or your colleague, or your co-equal, or a few years ahead of you in school. Somebody who is 5 years ahead of his way, from 5 and 1, it's not your father. From 5 boy and from 4 boy, from 5 boy and from 1 boy, it's not your father. Far! Now, why not? I'll show you a sign that somebody has become a father to you. Shall I show you?
Yes.
Now, this one, listen to it. And what I'm telling you, you listen to yourselves also. Yeah. Do you remember when Jesus spoke about John the Baptist? What did he say about John the Baptist? He said, of the people born in Luke, look for the one in Luke. He said, of the people born of men, there is no one greater than John. Yes. No one greater than John. Yes. Now, this, look at Luke 7, verse 25. Beautiful. Oh, no, go to verse 20. Now, when the men were come, they said, these were disciples of John. They said, John Baptist. Not John the Baptist. John Baptist. has sent us to thee, saying, Art thou he? Look at verse 19. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? This is a direct question from John the Baptist, sending his disciples. So his disciples came. Verse 20. When the men were come, they said, John Baptist has sent us to thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? Watch this. Verse 21. In that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and gave unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Verse 22. Now Jesus answering sent a message back to John. I'm showing you whether your relationship has become a father-son relationship. And tell John what things you have seen and heard, and how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor, the gospel is preached. Go and tell John these things. Beautiful. Now verse 23. And blessed is he that is not offended in me. Verse 24. Watch this. And when the messengers of John were departed, that is when he was now in private, there was no people there to go and listen to praises. This is now when he was alone in his private time with his private disciples. When they were departed, he began to speak to the people about John. You see, it's what you say when the person is not there. That's what matters. He began to speak to the people about John. And he said, what went you out to see? To the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with wind? Verse 25. But what you went out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Those people are found in king's courts. Verse 26. But what went you out to see? A prophet? To me, he's more than a prophet. To me, he's more than a prophet. Prophet, that is small for him. To me, he's more than a prophet. They killed him, man. Some people killed him. Verse 27. This is he of whom it was spoken, behold, I send messengers. I see him in the scriptures, in my life. Verse 28. And I say to you, this is my opinion, that for those that are born of women, there is nobody greater. There is no greater. He's better than Elijah. He's better than Moses. He's better than Aaron. He's better than Isaiah. He's higher than God. That's how I see him personally. This is a private thing. John never heard this. You see, it's how you speak privately that shows what you think. And that shows what is in your heart. Yes. And you see that he's great. And I noticed that. Recently I was talking about Ben, and I said, no. There is nobody greater. When I talk, you hear me saying those kind of comments. Yes. Greater than this person. It's not something I'm training myself. I can see it. I've not seen anything like that in anybody living and even dead. Oh, yes. Yes. When I talk about Kenneth, a man who can have a man come. What have you seen? A bitch pulls a chair. I can listen to Kenneth Hagin describing that thing many times. In one of the days he was preaching at a Winter Bible Seminar, he said, look, when Jesus pulled the chair and sat by him, he was sitting on his left side. He said, I could have touched him like this. He was there 2 hours with Roman sandals. He said, I could see his toes. Yeah. I've not heard of it before. The person I'm following, to me, is the greatest prophet. That's what I think of. He's never heard me say anything about him. It's not about giving somebody fans. Hi! Ooh! hailed Jesus. Jesus knew it was shallow praises. Real praises, you don't tell the person. Real praises, you don't tell somebody. You are very great. You are the greatest. Hell, hail. Jesus knew it was shallow. The next week, they were on him. You must die. Everybody said he must die. Human being praises are shallow. So, that's how you can see. Real children, they say, my daddy will beat your daddy. My daddy is very strong. Meanwhile, he's not strong, but they seem that he's strong. If I'm here in UD, and an outsider is able to look and say that, in terms of worldwide ministries, this person, and Dak Heward Mills. But you are here, you don't see that. You see, that shows that you are not a son. Yes. It's how you see the. It's your father. So it's your perception. And it's interesting that the Son of God could see a mere man like John as so great when he was in the flesh. This is greater than Isaiah. It's greater. He was comparing. Such that you summarize it, but he was saying, Isaiah, no, come near this man, I tell you. Jeremiah is not in his league. So Moses is not in his league. Ezekiel is not in his league. Bishop Oyedepo was looking for the secrets of Ezekiel, but Ezekiel is not in the league of John the Baptist. That's how to see that you have become a son to somebody. Yes. Your father must be the greatest to you. To you. It's not in reality, but to you. Until that happens, your mouth is not so open. Yes. It may be open, but just slightly. Have you been to a dentist? How many have been to a dentist before? How many have never been to a dentist? We have one of the best dentist clinics in our hospital. What is it called? Help the Helpless Charity Hospital. That's the name. But if you've ever been to a dentist, they'll say, open. Ah. But you see, at a point, you are closing your mouth. Ah. And a dentist is a specialist of working in there. Some of you, you've not been to it. You need to go to a dentist to know how to open your heart. To receive. There's a way you open. Do whatever you can do. Anything you want to do. You can't see, but he can see. Or she can see if it's a lady dentist. Yeah. So become a son. That when Kenneth Hagin died, I started crying. When I saw the text, I started crying. Somebody I've never spoken to just shook his hand one and took a picture with him. I'm so glad for that picture, at least. Yeah. But he was like, you see, the person was close to me. And he's very great to me. Very great. Yeah. You see, that greatness makes the person go higher. Then it makes things drop down on you. Because anointing doesn't flow upwards. It flows down. Through the beards of Aaron. So let yourself become a son to whoever God has chosen for you as a father. Let it be. Yes. And so that if there's maybe any inheritance, before you realize something has fallen on you. And then, when my father died, I didn't know the things he had. And I was there, they said we should come to court. When we started reading things that we have. You have this, you have this, you have this. May you be receiving supernatural inheritances. Yes. One of the supernatural inheritances here is prosperity. An unpreached prosperity. Yes. Unpreached prosperity. Yes. You'll be receiving prosperity that you didn't preach about. Yes. Wow. So that's the third step. What's the first step to getting the anointing? Vessel change. Second step. Huh? Servanthood. Third step. Fourth step. Follow the man of God closely. Three ways to follow. One, physical association and close interactions. Physical interactions. The Bible says, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on Elijah's hands. He poured water. He had something to do. One of the ways you interact is to have something to do. Pray that you have something to do around the anointed. Yes. Number two, follow the words of the person. Amen. The words of the person closely. Because in 2 Kings, the Bible says that as they walked and they talked, so Elijah and Elisha were walking and talking. 2 Kings chapter 2, and I think around verse 11. They were walking and they were talking, and then appeared a chariot of fire as they still went on and talked. So keep walking and talking. Today, technology allows one person to talk to 1,000 people. Yes. Keep walking and talking. And through that, you are going to be anointed. Anointed for what? Anointed to fulfill the Great Commission and show Jesus that you love him very deeply and dearly. Yes. Even businessmen, bankers, teachers, whatever job you do, remember, you need anointing. You need the Holy Spirit. Yes. And that's why I said that this unpreached anointing is prosperity. Prosperity, internationalization, success, a lot of things is not preached about. Focusing on things. Being able to focus on something till it's working. They're all graces. Yes. It may not be preached, but there are things that may just fall on you. Yes. I didn't know so much about Kenneth Hagin. One day I heard him preaching at a Winter Bible seminar, and he was saying that he was in a plane and he was going to, I think, Australia or somewhere. And he was coming, and the Lord put it on his heart that this message you are preaching, many people have to hear it. And God placed it on his heart. He should try and build a school to spread the word of faith. I didn't know how the school came about. But he was sharing it. And he shared the vision with some people. And they helped him to build it. And that's what became Rhema Bible Training Center. Yes. So, interactions bring about the words of the person. Yes. Listening to a person, it has an effect. Now, Isaiah 55, verse 1. Beautiful. Shema Katosa Malaba. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. People who want anointing. Come to the waters. Come ye to the waters. Everybody here must gather waters of messages. You see, it's like come to where the thing is. plenty. He that has no money, anointing is for people who also have no money. It's not for those who have money per se. Don't need money for anointing. Yes. Receive it now. Receive it again. Come and buy and eat. Come and buy milk and wine without money and without price. When I was in Suhum in 1988, I was only 25 years old. And there I was without money. I was receiving anointing. Yes. Come. Create your waters. Your huge collections of videos. Huge collections. If you go to, and it's without price. All these things are free. Even the books. If you know how to search, you can find my books free. People are just sharing the books. Oh. Just find yours and just collect it and put it there. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying? Find a way of getting things, man. Without price. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. You see, let your soul be happy with anointing and anointed things. The fatness speaks of the oil and the anointing. Yes. I went somewhere to wait on God. My waters of messages, videos. As for Benny Hinn's videos, I watched a particular one for 5 hours. I just sat in my chair for 5 hours. That video was a video to criticize him. So I don't know why I said, let me watch this one. By the time I finished watching 5 hours of criticism, I now had a new revelation of that changed my whole life and ministry. Yes. And I knew that I would receive something good because the way they were criticizing and analyzing him, I knew that God was going to show me something. Yeah. Something that changed so much. Yeah. They were making fun of him. For 5 hours. And I was being blessed for 5 hours. Shalaba soba kabayana. Your mockers will be disappointed. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Fatness. Those who eat pork. Those who eat pork. I don't know if you eat pork. But you see that the fatty part is even... has a certain feeling. Yeah, there are some people, they like fatty things. Oily kelewele. You see, in the natural, these oily things are not good. But they are actually better than sugar. Yes. But in the spirit, you must go for fatty things. Things with a lot of oil mixed up with it. Let your soul delight itself in fatness, like things with oil and anointing in them. You must be able to detect differences with messages. Oh, yes. Shalebo salaba. Receive it in Jesus' name. Let your soul like such fatty things. Yes, sir. Let your spirit like such fatty things. Verse 3. Incline your ear This is Isaiah 55. I'm talking about come and drink and get things. Incline your ear. Bend over. Make some adjustments so that you can hear. You have to actually prepare to hear. You see, people, you don't have messages because you have not prepared. I mean, it's, in my office, it's a project to get messages. It's a job. It's a work. That's how I have the things. It's a major work to get things. Gosh. To acquire messages, I have things that are treasures. It's a project. Oh, yes. Incline you and make some adjustment to the ear so that you start hearing certain things and seeing certain things. And your soul hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. That's what God said to me. He made an everlasting covenant with me. Even the sure message of what is the covenant he made with me? From today you can teach. That's the covenant he made me. He said, from today you can teach. You are now a teacher. I've made a covenant and agreement with you. From now you are a teacher. What? I've made that covenant with you. But after listening to messages, I incline my ears. Yeah. When you do that, God will make it. You'll be in a village. He'll make a covenant with you. I say you'll be in a town. He'll make a covenant with you and say, from now. From now. I was in France when God spoke to me in my heart. He said to me, from now you will have miracles in your ministry. I was in France. I was waiting on God in somebody's house. Whilst they were cooking in the house and making things smell, I was upstairs watching Benny Hinn lying in my bed. You'll never see me doing certain things. I was lying down. You think I'm sleeping. I wasn't sleeping at all. I can stay there for 5 days without sleeping on a bed. I'll just be sitting down. I don't even sleep on any bed again. I just sit. When it gets to a certain place, I can't sleep again. Oh, yes. I'm totally inclined. Adjusted. You hear everlasting covenants. Miracles. God said to me, I will show you miracles. Healing. Yeah. When I preached in 2000 in Colombia, they said to me, no. They were trying me just for 1 day. It became 5 days, the whole crusade. After my interpreter said, you are now the main speaker. Wow. And they said, the miracles. Oh, yes. I see it. Verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander. To the people. You see, God wants to make you a leader and a commander. Yes. I have given him, I have made him a witness to the people. I have made him a leader. I have made him a commander. Yes. Today I'm a commander. Yes. I'm a commander. I gave a command. I said, tell the people to come to Hamatan Bible seminar. And they came. I just sent a message. Tell the people to come. It's Hamatan. Let's have a Bible seminar. Okay. Yes. Receive the grace to be a leader and a commander. A leader and a commander to the people. And a witness. A savior of men. Now verse 5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. And nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God. Wow! Thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. And nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Why? Because of your education? No, because of the Lord thy God. For the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Wow. This is going to be your story. Yes. Nations that knew not thee. Yes. Nations. Do you understand nations?
Yes.
One day I went somewhere with Dr. Go to a certain nation. And they put us in a room without windows. After preaching, there's no window. The windows have been completely closed and sealed. Sealed. Without air conditioning. The electricity doesn't work there, so there's no air. So when we stay in the room for some time, then we go out and breathe, then we come back into the room. Yes. So he asked me a question. Did you come here last year? I said, I came here last year. And he asked, is this the place they put you? I said, this is the place. He said, so you come again here? I said, I told him, have you been invited to any country, any nation before to preach? Do you remember I asked you? Yes. Have you been invited to any nation? Yes. He said, no, I've never been. He said, that is why I come here. It's a very great thing. Nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. They said, we will come to you. People fly to Ghana to invite me to come and preach. They fly here. Yes, they fly to come. But many times I can't go. Yes. They fly on planes. People fly. I met a man, he came to give me an offering. I said, are you here for? He said, no. I came on this plane. I just came to see you, to honor you. And I'm leaving. I just came out. As I've seen you, I'm going straight to the airport. I came, flew here. I said, you flew here just to see me? Nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel has glorified thee. It shall come to happen practically in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive the glory on your life. I think you are blocking the view of those at the back. Vessel change. Verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Now, it's not always possible to seek the Lord. There is a time for seeking the Lord when you are tender. Sometimes after a certain point, you can't seek the Lord. Your mind is not working well. So when you can find him, seek him. Verse 7, keep going. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy unto him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Today God is calling us to forsake our ways. Our ways of despising the anointing that is nearby. Yes. And honoring only things that are dead. Waiting for things to die for us to see that this is a great thing. Yes. Having funerals, trying to erect statues, trying to extend funerals. Is it not that when somebody dies, it's like one day funeral even looks, so they make it 3 days, 5 days, lay in state for 2 weeks. Because it's like, it cannot be possible that this person is not around again. That's the difficulty with death. They try to extend the person being around, memorial, something memorial this, something memorial. It's finished. It's finished. It's over. Let us turn away from our wicked ways of despising things, using stones to kill people. When they are finally gone, then we erect statues. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. That is true. Yes. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. One of the ways at which God's ways are higher than your ways is the way he has chosen you and called you. It's a wonder in the world, I tell you. Can you understand why God would choose? His ways are not your ways. It's like, it's so different from you. Yeah. It's a wazabanga. Yeah. Wazab. There are times I've tried to understand why God calls people. I tell you, I always come to the place where I can't answer the question. Why me? Why you? I see God calling people. I say, hey, why have you selected me? His ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways. You see somebody, a publican and a sinner like Rahab the harlot. I mean, if I mean, if any of our pastors came and said, oh, this is a prostitute from Circle, I've decided to marry her, everybody would say, what? Prostitute from Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Yeah. This is my choice. And you say, wow. How? But God chose Rahab. His ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. Verse 10. As the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, rain is coming down on you today, and snow is coming down from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth. You are being watered now in the name of Jesus, and maketh it to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be. So shall my word be that goeth out forth of my mouth. This is how the word is. When you listen to the word, this is how the word is. You are like something that has been watered. Yes. It shall not return unto me void. So every time you are listening to message, you are being watered. Look at verse 10. As the rain cometh down from heaven. That is what it is when you are listening to preaching. It's like you are, that's what, so when you follow the man, you follow the words, it's like you are being watered. And what are the pastors who became anointed? How did they become anointed? Is by listening and receiving the word and the word and the, it's like the rain. As it's raining in Mampong, it is not raining in Accra. That's why Accra is dry and hot. Now notice verse 11. So shall my word be, it shall not return unto me void. And I want you to underline this. It shall accomplish. You see, there is an accomplishment with every word that is coming today. Something that is being accomplished. Accomplish. So there is an accomplishment that takes place when you hear the word. And when you read the word. And when you receive the word. There is something is achieved. Something is accomplished in the spirit. Yes. It shall accomplish. It shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. So, when I was listening to messages, I was in final year of medical school. Final year. And the messages was on as radio. something was being accomplished. Something was being accomplished. And you see, when it rains, it's like there's a general effect as the rain comes down from heaven and the snow falls and waters the earth. That's why you have forests here. Because it's always raining here. There's a certain time of the it rains 2 o'clock every day. To rain two. Every afternoon it rains. And it accomplishes something. It accomplishes. So when you see someone who is not listening, is not an addict, you realize that certain things have not been accomplished in the person. Certain spiritual things are not accomplished. It just doesn't happen. Yes. Yes, it's not accomplished. As you read the word, these days I've changed even the way I read the Bible. I realize that I need from here. Eesh. Well, I realize that it's accomplishing something. Listening, it accomplishes something. I can be listening to preaching in my study in the middle of the night. And jump. You see me jumping in the dark. Because you never know that I'm praying. The house is dark. You never see that I'm awake. I watch all the things. They think I'm sleeping. I'm watching from my tower. And I see that something has happened. I jump. Sometimes I run. So something is happening to me. It's changing me. Precious words. Entering me. Scriptures. Preaching. Revelations. So shall my word be. 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 It shall accomplish. It shall accomplish. There's an accomplishment. There's an achievement. Something happens. Something has happened. When you say something has been accomplished, you mean something has taken place. Something has taken place. Yes. Bring the meaning of accomplish. Accomplish, it means what? Accomplish what? Something spiritual. Something for ministry. Something in your life. Something maybe for your business. It says to complete, to bring an issue to full success, to perform something, to execute something, to equip, to furnish thoroughly, to fulfill. Something is fulfilled. So when the word comes, something is fulfilled. Something has taken place. Something has been completed. I've been equipped to gain, to obtain. Something has been obtained. Yeah. Me, I want to recommend to you to listen. Not only to me. Listen to preaching. Listen to preaching. Whatever works. Listen to preaching. Definitely you should listen to me. Listen to other things as well. Like you must be a hearer. Hearing. And you checking. Hearing and checking. Something. That's how you are built. That's how you become a man of God. Many of the people who came to ABMTC, many of them, they didn't have any higher education. You see the things they are accomplishing. I can see the changes in there after some years. Many of my guys from the Lord, I can see these are mature people. I sense the maturity in them, the grace in them, understanding. I mean, it's beautiful. The word of God accomplishes something in people that you can't actually put your finger on what has been accomplished, but something is accomplished. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. The spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Yeah. Something happens. Something happens. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, touched me. And all the joy. Something always happens. Something happened. Something was accomplished. And now I know that something happened. He touched me. And made me whole. Something always happens when you listen to the word. Especially when it gets to a certain point. You see that something is happening. Something is happening. Look at me carefully. You hear me preaching and you say, ah, he knows things. And I'll tell you, you are looking at somebody who doesn't read secular books. You can ask my wife. You've not seen me reading Clinton's biography or Obama's biography or about Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or Kwan Yu. I don't have time. It's the word. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yeah, you think I don't know things. Something is accomplished. Accomplishment. Word. So I see from today a great accomplishment in your soul. Yes. Great accomplishment. I mean, look, Charlie, let's be honest. None of us have seen God. We will know him through the Bible.
Yes.
That's the truth. So if we can any way to get into him more and it can open up to us, something that looks difficult and dry can enter into us. A great accomplishment will take place in our soul. It's not just once. It's something that happens as time goes by. You know what, this Amatan, if you want to go away with this from this seminar, you know, I want you to know something. You know, the Bible never gets finished too. Anointed books, they never finish. The preaching never finishes. Anybody who thinks it's finished, it shows that you are in a stage of delusion. Yes. Yes. Because I've been, this book, I wrote it in 2000. Yes. 19 years ago. It's been in the system for 19 years. Loyalty was released in 1998. Yes. It's working. It's moving on. Yes. It's accomplishing. So I'm saying to you, don't think of yourself, I am accomplished. I have arrived. You have not arrived anywhere. Yeah. If you want to be anointed more and more and more, you need to be a word soaking. I like this part. You come, verse 1, Isaiah 55, verse 1. Those who have no money, come to the waters and buy. All of you who haven't been to school, Machale, your hope is the word. Whatever Chakebo cry, you see that you are changed. You see that you become some like mature, anointed person, very wise. Receive the grace of God. Receive the anointing. Walk in the word of God. And let a great thing be accomplished in your soul. Father, I thank you today for your word. Everybody standing, please. I thank you for your word. Everybody standing, every hall, wherever you are. Thank you for your word and your spirit that you give to us. Thank you for this third wonderful day. Oh, Mashito Barandale Makaspalore Dabashimbe Demesete. Thank you. Thank you. We come to the waters. Even though we have no money, we can come to the waters. Without money, Lord, without connections, we can come to the waters. We can come to the waters. We can come and we can buy. We can eat wine and milk without money and without price. We give you thanks. And we give you praise. We lift our hand and we receive the great accomplishment of the Holy Word. We come to the waters to drink and to say thank you, Lord. Mashela bakaba ramo sandalama mandali baba. Kala mama barandola masheba la babanda la bakeba la baba. Everybody pray in the spirit right now. Rama kasando laba. Become anointed. Follow the words of God. Follow the words closely. Follow the words. Karimaba. Karimaba. Shibalano. Satela. Makabalando. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your great blessing and your great word that is spoken into our lives. In Jesus' name. Sit down, please. Now, I want to do something before we close. Can I have some envelopes, please? Thank you. How many believe that there is an anointing here? Oh, yes. I pray it will not be outsiders who will be seeing things. Start to see. Open your eyes. Because until you see, you can't receive. Jesus, Elijah told Eli, if you see, you will receive. Father, I thank you for the blessing that is released for everyone. Father, I pray that the grace that you've put upon my life to serve you at least up till now should be on people. Honor them, Lord. Honor them with the grace to serve you for at least 30 years continuously. Thank you for grace. Thank you for help. Thank you for great accomplishments in the spirit. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one of the things that I need you to learn how to do is to sow a seed into the anointing of the Spirit. Amen. Sowing is spiritual. Yes. You know, years ago, I didn't want to worry my people, but I felt they don't have money because I was looking at it naturally. I didn't used to take offerings. You can ask Bishop Saki. We didn't take offerings. A number of people rebuked me that you are not wiser than God. When you sow, see sowing and giving as prayers, a type of prayer, a type of request from God to God. Father, I request. Because, why do I say that? Because Cornelius in Acts, he says, your alms and your prayers have come up. Not only prayers, your alms or your giving. So I want us to pray that sort of prayer. Lord, give me a double portion of this anointing. And I know God is going to give it to you. And there are times you have to know how to pray with your seed, as you believe. It says, your alms, Acts chapter 10, he saw the angel and the angel said, your prayers and also your alms have come upstairs. Amazing. Not only prayers, but your alms, your givings have come up. Your givings come up. Your givings are part of who you are today. Without certain givings, you will never be where you are. The day God told me to go and honor Kenneth Hagin, he announced how many millions dollars he paid as tithes that year. And I knew that he would never need anything that I had to give him. So I decided not to. And the Holy Spirit rebuked me. He said to me, it is not about what he needs. It's a spiritual transaction. Let him that is ministered to minister back to him that teacheth in good things. It's something, this and this, they all go together. Without this, it's not complete. So I knew that I was in error. And the next day, I thank God it was not the last day. But the next day, I had a chance. And I went right back and reversed everything. And I went and I gave. That's it. It was a spiritual transaction between me and Kenneth Hagin. Between me and Kenneth Hagin. Once in a lifetime opportunity. I never had that chance again. If he was alive, I'm sure I would be doing that. Yes. So, with the anointing here, you know, and especially my pastors, I want to tell you something, you know. Nobody will honor you if you don't learn to honor. And the best way to teach people to honor you is to teach them to honor somebody. When you teach them to honor someone, at a point they will start asking, why should we be honoring that person when you are here and you have been blessing us every day? Then it will occur to them. You can never teach people, honor me, I'm very important. But you can teach them, honor this person, he has done all this for you. After some time, they'll say, yeah, we are honoring him, but we want to honor you too. So that's the best way. That's why people are not respected. Because you don't have that honor. I want you to sow a special seed into the anointing. I feel God's presence is here. And I want you to walk in the anointing. Yes. Why do I know that it's anointed? Because I'm just as useless as you are. We are all struggling. But when I see God work, I say, hey, God. Today somebody told me, I remember the day you said, I see the campus rising out of the ground some years ago. I didn't even remember. I mean, I remembered, but I didn't remember the scene. So you said, oh, look at it. It's coming out of the ground. It was happening, the anointing. And here we are, Harmattan Bible Seminar. Hey. Few people ever get a chance to walk in anointing and see this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. You see, like Elisha, 16 miracles. You are doing this one, now you are closing the heavens, now you are raising a child, now you are doing this, now you are wearing panties like Elijah to preach, now you are rebuking a woman, you are rebuking Herod's wife, you rebuking Jezebel. Like the same things are happening. You can see the anointing, the same anointing. Few people experience that, huh? But it's happening here. They say, river, come to the waters.
Hallelujah.
And be blessed. Amen. So I want us to take an offering. And I want you to sow into the anointing. Alright? So this is just sowing into anointing. We are not raising funds for anything. Just you sow a seed. Lord, I'm adding my prayers to my arms. Bless. Let there be an anointing in my life. Amen. I want some people who are going to give 10,000 CDs. Take my envelope. Father, thank you for your blessing. 10,000 CDs as a seed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I'm not raising funds. I'm sowing seed in an oil. I feel there's oil here. It's a river here. If you feel it, come and sow a seed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I'm not raising funds for any topic, please. It's just a prayer. It's Acts 10:4. I feel your presence. I want to sow a seed. May that grace also be on my life. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Good opportunity. Be blessed. Five more people. I'm not raising funds. Lift your hands, let me pray for you. Thanks, Jesus, for your blessing. Yes. Amen. blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Be blessed. God has answered your prayer. There is an anointing here, and I need you to sow into it if you believe in it. And I know you believe. 5 more people. I think 2 have come. Be blessed. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks. Amen. I think it's one more. Holy Spirit, change lives. All who are here are being changed by your power. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Are you coming? Is this man coming? Beautiful. Wow. You are a participant.
Yes.
Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Now you don't have 10,000, so 5,000 come for. Very quick, please. This is not fundraising, it's just something. I just need you to sow a seed. Everybody, I need you to sow a seed into the anointing. And you don't need to give a big amount. You can give what you can give. There's no struggle here. We are not raising funds for anything. We'll use it for the work. But it's a blessing. I need envelopes. Just lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you. Let the blessing that is on me be on you. And on this ministry, let it be on you too. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, you know one of the blessings that's coming on you? The blessing of building. Yes. Whatever you cannot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Many people cannot build. It's like a curse that is broken by the oil. You don't have 5,000, but you want to give 1,000. Or 2,000, whatever, 1,000, just come. You can form a line here. I'll as a special seed. Can somebody help me to give out the envelopes? I need somebody to help me to give envelopes. Yes, Jesus. I need more envelopes. I need more envelopes. Who doesn't have? Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I'm going to pray for everybody. I want to pray for you because I feel I should pray for you. There are many anointings here, and I want you to be part of it. Lift your hands. I'll just touch you. Bible says the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I touch, my life will change. If I touch, my life will change. So when I touch you, your life will change.
Amen.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the change. Yes. Thanks. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. 1,000 cedis will not be a large amount to you from today.
Amen.
Jesus, thanks. 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 She said, when I touch the hem of his garment, everything will change. Father, thank you. Everything changes. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Watch out, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sheka Mashapu Baba Shandalama. Everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks. Careful. 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 Jesus. Thanks. Thanks. Yes. Everything changes. River of oil. Everything changes. Thank you. Thank you. She said, if I touch, if I touch, if I touch the hem of his garment, that's it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If I have touched you, you may go back to your seat. If I have not touched you, come this way. Just come this way. Lift your hands and let me just believe in the touch. If you don't believe in it, neither give nor be touched. But you need to believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, these are my sheep. These are the people you gave me. Let the blessing that you gave to me bless them. Bless them. Live long. Serve him well. Be blessed in his house. Prosper in the church as you serve God. Prosper through service. Let that blessing be on you to prosper and to flourish as you serve Jesus. Let it be your portion, your story, your testimony. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is your story. This is the story. This is the portion. Thanks, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I bless them, Lord. Oh, let your face shine on them. Answer their prayers. Don't let anybody laugh at them, Lord. Don't let anybody laugh at them, Lord Jesus. Don't let anybody laugh at them, Lord. Don't let anybody laugh at them, please. Leave her down. Leave her down. Amen. Don't let anybody laugh at them. Loma she paramaka. Thanks. Thanks. Watch the people, please. Thank you. Don't let anyone mock them, Lord. Let their enemies be disappointed. Shame them, Lord. Shame them. Shame them. Shame them. Shame them.
Receive grace. Receive grace. It's flowing. Take the grace of God. Take the grace of God.
Come, lift your hands. Take His grace. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Answer the prayers, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the answers.
Take it. It's flowing. Thanks for your gift.
Thanks for your help, Jesus.
Let your world shake with His power. Let your world shake.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. I prophesy to you, 1,000 cedis will not be a large amount to you. You may go back if I have touched you. If not, please come this way. Okay. Listen, this is a special prayer. And I need you to have faith that God will touch you and answer prayers that I'm praying. Lift your hands. May He answer your prayer. This touch is a touch for a change. His whole life, her whole life changed. Your whole life changes. 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 Thanks. Your whole life changes. You become a millionaire. Your life changes. Change. And grace follows you and overtakes you. Thanks, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Your whole life changes. Receive the grace of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Take it.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Satan, I rebuke you. Go back. Go back. I forbid you in the name of Jesus. Kashemo satabala manakaba. Koraba shandalaba. Kolaba shandalaba. Kosama tabala shindalama manele. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Watch. Careful. Watch out. Jesus. Thank you.
It's flowing. Take it. Take it. Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks, Jesus. Jesus, blow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Jesus.
Everybody here, lift your hands in the hall. Receive the power of God on your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you. If I've laid hands on you, you may go back to your seat. Thanks for your power that is flowing here. In the name of Jesus. Receive the help of God. From this Hamatan seminar, go forth and flourish, prosper, be blessed, increase. Yes. Thanks.
Thanks.
Jesus, thanks for your will. Thanks for your grace for these ones, Lord. Thanks for your power. Bless them. I bless you. When you go, everybody will know that you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may go back to your seats. Now, are these all giving 1,000 cedis offering? Okay. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What couldn't work last year? Symbolically, I open the door so that it starts working for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you don't have 1,000 cedis. This is just an offering time. But you want to give 500 cedis. Come here and just receive an envelope. Stand here, receive an envelope, and I'll pray for you. I may lay hands, I may not lay hands on you. But come and take the envelope, please. For a special... Listen, this is an offering for... What do you call it? The anointing. Alms and prayers are going out at the same time. Praying and giving. So, that's all that we are doing. We are praying and giving. Tomorrow, you must bring your envelopes to give your good offering. Or give it by mobile money or whatever method. But don't take the envelope and not come. I mean, or not bring it or not give it. That would be a spiritual mistake. Lift your hands. Father, let your grace be on everyone giving today. In Jesus' name. Hold hands with somebody, the person next to you. I'm going to lay hands on one person, and the power of God is going to go through everybody. It's one big body. Now, all right, let me pray. Everybody, just lift your hands. Receive oil for this year to be better than next year.
Amen.
And whatever didn't work last year, let it work this year.
Amen.
Let your life take a turn because of the oil and be turned into another man. By power and by the grace of God.
Yes.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
It.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, everybody. Just disconnect and lift your hand. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Careful, careful, careful. There's power here. There's presence here. Careful. It's flowing. Grace, take it. It's flowing. Watch, watch, watch. Your life is changing. Yes. Now lift your hand. Breathe in and receive a glory. There's rich presence of God here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rich, rich power. Yeah, that's it. Power is flowing. Kalino sata, shimo kaspalaride, shinga baba, feel it. There's power to feel. Take it, take it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Thanks. 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 Yeah. If you believe in the presence of God. Okay, thank you. Change this screen. Come on back to the video. Yeah, it's enough. If you believe in the power of God, lift your hands now. Take it. Rich, rich presence of God. Skama shibola sebede. Skema kaba shibole. Jesus. Thanks. Careful. Careful. You shall be endued with power.
Yes.
Be endued with power now.
Yes.
I said be endued with power.
Yes.
It's flowing. Whatever is on me, give it, Lord. Grace. 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 Grace for tomorrow. Thanks. Jesus. Thanks. Power is flowing here. Skibalo vas. Ke morale. The presence of God is here. Thank you. Thank you. Take in a deep breath and receive something. Jesus breathed on them. Jesus breathed on them. Jesus breathed on them. Flowing power, 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 power. Shka abasi bala. Take it, girl. Take it. Grace to marry, grace to live, grace to prosper. Dusha haga basa bala, shibo kabara.
Thank you. Watch, 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 watch.
Lift your hands with your envelopes. It's your prayers. It's your prayer and your alms. They are all going up. They are going up.
Yes.
They are going up.
Yes.
They are going up. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. As soon as I touch you, your life will change. The Bible says she said within herself. She said within herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment. If I can touch the hem of his garment. If I can touch the hem of his garment. My whole life will change. That's what's happening now. That's what's happening now. Take it now. Flow. Thank you. Kalama shota bakabalara. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you see. This shaking is from the power, the presence. The presence. The rich presence. Rich presence. My Lord, don't die, don't die, don't die, live. I say don't die, live. Makabola shema. It's flowing. All of you here, lift your hands. Receive it now. It's flowing. Take it. Take it. Thank you.
Power.
Lift them down. Lift them down. Stop them from falling down. Take it. Take it. Take it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You may go back to your seat. If you have your offering already, you can put it down. What's happening to you? Come. Tummy is burning. Come here. Come here. Careful, careful, careful. The tummy is burning. That's the power of God. Receive the power. Jesus. Yes. The presence of God is here. Some people don't know that the presence of Jesus is very real. Oh yes. Now, you don't have 500 CDs, but I want to give a special CD of 100 CDs in this Hamatan seminar. Come in. I'm going to give you an envelope. I need you to just take one envelope. I need a lot of people to help give the envelopes. All right, just give to the envelopes to the people. Tomorrow is envelope night, both morning and evening. Can you already imagine that Hamatan seminar is coming to an end? Tomorrow is the last day. Oh, I'm wrong. Is tomorrow Friday? Amazing. We have already been here for some time. When you are in the presence of God, it's like there's no time. Now, I want you to believe that when God's power touches you, something changes that you can't explain. And tonight is that night. Lift your hands. Have you got your envelopes? Tonight is that night. A night you cannot explain. Take in a deep breath, close your eyes, and receive his touch. Bible says Jesus breathed on them. Watch out, watch here, please. Front here. Take in a deep breath and receive. Believe in these things also. Believe. Yeah. Power. There's power here. There's power here. People are being changed forever. People are being changed forever. People are being changed forever. Receive something. Receive something. Take it. Take it. Take it. Sweet grace. Sweet grace. Thank you. Gifts. I see people being given gifts. All over here, lift your hand. Receive. Receive power. Take it now in Jesus' name. It's flowing. Power, yes. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, 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 flowing. Receive it. Watch out, watch out, watch out. As soon as the power of God hits you, you see now. Watch this girl, please. Watch this girl. Watch this girl. Watch out. Be careful, be careful. Yeah, lift your hand, young lady. Receive something, something. Jesus. Over here, lift your hands. Receive. Yes. Flow, 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 flow. Take. Touch their hands. Touch their lives. 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 Touch, 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 touch. Yes. You shall sweat no more. You shall sweat no more. I say you shall sweat no more. Let him go back, brother. Jesus, thank you. Receive it. Power. Over here, lift your hands. Take the power of God. Jesus. Yes. Bring that one to me. Yeah? Yes? 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 Kubala Mashipa Seborandalamana. Your life is changing. Your ministry is changing. Your ministry is changing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for everyone holding this envelope. Your lives are changed forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your seats, please. If you have it already, you can put in one of the baskets here. Be blessed. Careful. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God is here. What's happening to him? What's happening to this one? You see, today a lot of strong men are being struck by the power of God. Yeah. It's either it's real or it's not real. Yeah. Hold him. Careful. Okay, 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 okay. Stand. Stand up. Help him to stand. What's happening to you? Huh? Lift your hands. Take it. Change. Bring that lady to me, the one who's kneeling down. No, no. 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 Stand up. It's okay. Stand up. She can't stand. She can't stand. Jesus, thank you for change. Change. Kushala. You see, the woman said, if I touch, I shall be changed. Be changed forever in Jesus' name. You remember today. Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hands. Father, thank you for your power that is changing everyone here. By the anointing, a new chapter begins. A new beginning starts. Thank you for the release of your children. The power, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down, please. Now, in order to save time, take out... No, but I still want to do that. 50 CDs. You don't have 100, but you have 50 CDs. I want you to come. That will be the last. I will not go to 20. Just take an envelope. Please, you need to bring the offering tomorrow. Very important. Now, please don't stand here. You know, if you fall down, this is very sharp steps. So you never know when the Holy Spirit strikes you before you realize you are falling forward instead of backwards. Take 50 Ghana cedis. I feel it's important in the offering. All right. Lift your hands. Father. No, listen, don't lift your hand. Do your hand like this. God is filling your hands. Father, fill their hands with good things. Good things that only you can give. I ask, let the hands that are stretched out be filled. In Jesus' name. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. There's power here. Something is happening. Watch the presence. Power. It's the power to prosper and the power to be delivered from the fowler and the devourer. In Jesus' name. Yes. Take the grace. The grace that made us to come here and find this place. Let that grace find you. Let that grace find you. Receive grace.
Grace. Grace.
Receive it now in Jesus' name. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Something is happening. Take it now. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Power of the Holy Ghost. Careful. Careful. All of you here, lift your hand. There's a presence here. Receive the power of God. Those of you over here. Receive the power of God. Lead them. That's the power of God. Presence. Yeah. In your belly. Careful. Careful now. Careful. Here. Lift your hands. Receive the power of God. Here. Taking a deep breath. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Those of you here, ask God to touch you with the Holy Spirit right now. Everybody here, ask God, touch me, 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 touch me. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Those of you here, ask God to touch you. The grace that is in this place. Receive the power of God. Makabala bashanda la baba. Bala me tomolo. Yes. Yes. Young lady, lift your hands. Something is coming on you. Receive it. Let him answer. Jesus, by fire.
By grace. Thanks.
Power is flowing. Thanks. Thanks. This section here. Lift your hands. Receive the power of God. Yes. All over here. Ask God to fill you. Ask God to touch you. Ask God to change 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 you. Receive the power of God. It's flowing. It's flowing. The power of God. Whatever couldn't change, receive the grace to change now. In Jesus' name. Thanks. You may go back to your seats. Leave them down. Just leave those who are under the power. Shake. Bible says the mountains tremble at thy presence. So how much more a human being shaking? Huh? The mountains tremble at thy presence. How much more human beings trembling? It's part of manifestations of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I feel like praying for this particular lady. This one. Yes, this one. This one. Okay. Just try to stand. Try to stand. God has forgiven you. God has forgiven you. God has forgiven you. Grace. Receive grace. Thank you. Leave it up. Leave it up. Right. Now. Thank you, Jesus. God bless. Just put your offering in. Go back to your seat. Now, in conclusion, everybody must take out an offering. We are going to pass the offering basket around. This was just a special something. Tomorrow, all envelopes must be here and in the front. No basket will come around for all envelopes. It's always in the front. Everybody, 20 CDs. 10 cities, whatever. Father, lift your special offering. Any hall where you are in, lift your offering, special offering. Father, thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in every life. In Jesus' name, amen.
to go on in the spirit. Drink from the waters, the living waters. You need to go on in the spirit. You love those waters. You'll be witnesses, oh yeah, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be led to green pastures by the Spirit. Oh, visions and dreams, oh, the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah, and you need to go in the spirit. Drink from the waters, the living waters. You need to go in the spirit. You love those waters. Holy Spirit is the river that Jesus spoke about, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Those waters will change the world. Whoa. Change the world. River flow. Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, He will give you the Spirit that is a promise. If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts. Oh, how the Father wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Oh, you need to go on in the Spirit. Drink from the waters, the living water. You need to go on in the Spirit. You love those waters. Oh, 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 oh. River, when it